recycling saves energy, but some products are more likely to be recycled than others. Aluminum pet food cans are one of the least recycled household items. Now there's a program to reverse that trend with an incentive to recycle that also helps shelter animals. The Allegheny Front's Kara Holsoppel has the story.
Margaret Corrado dumps about 40 little empty cat food cans from a plastic grocery bag into a blue recycling bin. It's in the lobby of a pet store just south of Pittsburgh.
Obviously, we've been saving them for a while.
Corrado's cat, Harley, eats about a can of food a day. She says normally she'd recycle them, but she's brought them here instead because it's a drop-off site for a program called Cans for Pets. The Animal Rescue League Shelter and Wildlife Center, a local shelter, will get 5 cents for each can.
You know, you're filling up your pet's water bowl. The water's on. Just rinse out the can. Throw it in a bag. Bring it here.
For her, it's no big deal. But Corrado is the exception to the rule.
Americans recycle only about 20% of their aluminum pet food cans versus almost 65% of beverage cans.
That's Justin Stockdale of Pennsylvania Resources Council, a statewide conservation advocacy group. PRC started the Cans for Pets program about 2 years ago.
Long ago, I learned that, you know, if it's all about saving spotted owls and clear cuts, then recycling will only reach, 30% of the population.
To reach more people, they have to appeal to other values, Stockdale says. That's especially true where recycling isn't mandatory by law in a community. For pet lovers, that extra motivation could be saving stray cats and dogs. Stockdale says many consumers don't even realize cat food cans in particular are recyclable.
Historically, it was all in tin cans, and that was, again, a different animal, no pun intended.
Now cat food cans are lighter in weight and look disposable, so the program also helps educate people about what can go in that recycling bin. And it seems to be paying off. By the end of September, over 171,000 cans were collected. The program has been expanded from Pittsburgh to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and to communities in Tennessee and Indiana. Alcoa has a presence in all of these locations. The foundation arm of the global can maker funds the donations to local animal shelters. It's more efficient for the aluminum company to make their products from recycled aluminum than from raw materials. The company says it takes 95% less energy. So making sure more aluminum cans find their way into the recycling stream is good business. It's good for animal shelters, too. Phil Blair, a volunteer at the Animal Rescue League in Pittsburgh, is scooping out some wet cat food into a paper cup for a gray and white cat named King.
Frisky's turkey and giblets.
Then, of course, the can goes into the Cans for Pets recycling bin. Dan Rossi, the league's executive director, says the money raised through collecting cans is used to spay and neuter cats like King. Rossi says some people drop off their cans at the Pittsburgh shelter by the trunkful.
There are people that say, I don't recycle anything else, but I recycle my cat food cans. So we're making people think.
Rossi says he hopes people will take that next step and recycle other cans and materials. And he says they'll continue to collect and recycle the cans, even after the funding for the program ends next spring, because it's good for the community. But Justin Stockdale with PRC says it would be even better if shelters continued the programs as an ongoing revenue stream, selling the cans as scrap metal. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Kara Holsoppel.